Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hey, everybody. I'm Russ.
And I'm Sean.
And we're two dads who love watching
and talking about
movies. Well, it's true. We've been watching movies since we were old little boys. In Sean's basement. Because like the Alamo, I didn't have a basement.
There's no basement in the Alamo.
Because then all those guys would have been safe, I guess. It's a historical joke. Since we've been watching all those movies in Sean's basement when we were kids, we kept on watching movies over the years and over the years. And now, 36 years later, we're not in a basement. We're at Sean's house.
My living room.
Living room / dining room / arts and crafts table.
It's multi-purpose.
And today, on this podcast, we're talking about the 1985 movie Pee-wee's
Big Adventure.
Ha-ha! Directed by Tim Burton, written by Phil Hartman, Paul Rubens, and Michael Varhole, and a lot other great people behind it. That's right, this is Just Another Review Podcast.
I like this and you like that. It's Just Another Review Podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show, because it's now.
Now, see, this is why you need notes. Started going, I was like, is he going to remember that we've got an intro bumper here?
This is a no notes podcast.
Russ is just going to try and wing it now on.
I would like to say that he mispronounce words and forget actors' names.
That's right. It is
preface. Or else people are going to listen to this and go like, what a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, they're not experts in shit.
But if we let you know that, we lower your expectations and hopefully you're pleasantly amused.
I don't think notes can help you pronounce words, though. So I think you're just... Oh, geez, Louise. So we banged a couple movies were up in the air and we landed on Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Yes. How did we come across this one?
Well, I subscribe
the Pee-wee
to HBO.
Yes.
And then sometimes during the holiday season, Shaw, which is my cable provider, says that we're opening up our movie channels for you.
Right.
And each movie channel is like, there's an 80s movie channel and a 90s movie channel and a 2000s movies channel. And then I just start PVRing all of the ones I've never seen.
Okay.
So on my PVR, I've got about 13 movies that I recorded last December.
This is one of them?
This is one of them. So I watched the Pee-wee's Big Adventure and I watched Three Kings. What's the Spike Lee one? Is it Spike Lee? Not Spike Jones. A director named Spike.
And he just acted in the Three Kings. Spike Jones didn't direct it. Who directed that one? Oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue.
George Clooney's in it.
The guy that...
Ice Cube's in it.
Yeah, the guy Mark that Wahlberg. Did... oh my God, Silver Lining Playbook. Oh, and a couple of those other
David
ones.
David O. Russell.
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what it was.
We know stuff about film.
Russ does, anyways.
David O. Russell, sometimes not a nice guy to work for.
Yeah, No, especially in that Three Kings, there's some stories about that movie and him and, I think, George Clooney punched him.
Oh, really?
On the Three Kings.
Hey, when you're in the desert.
And when you're George Clooney, you don't take shit from nobody.
That's why.
Is that how George talks? No.
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 I can do Pee-wee, though.
Oh, because we're talking about big Pee-wee's adventure.
I lost my bike.
Tim Burton's, who is a...
Feature film debut. Now, is this Danny Elfman's feature film debut as well?
The partnership that lasts a lifetime?
Yeah, because you can see the wonderful chemistry between the two of them throughout this movie, eh? And you get little hints of all their future endeavors and stuff like that. You can hear themes of Wonka and Batman and Beetlejuice and all these great movies. I think they all started here with the Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah.
Wasn't Tim Burton like an art director or something?
Yeah,
and they gave him a chance.
Yeah,
to direct
he did a couple shorts. I think he did Frank and Weenie, which is like the animation. He was
like
quite
Pinky Malinky.
Like
Pinky Malinky. What the hell are you talking about? Do you watch Pinky Malinky?
No, what's Pinky Malinky?
That's like the theme song. It's awesome.
Pinky Malinky. I know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Pinky Malinky.
I don't really think that's how it goes, but Elfman, that's how it goes in my mind.
Has contributed to nearly 20 Burton projects, including Pee-wee's Big Adventure. So he's definitely there.
85. And he's still kicking it. I imagine they were pretty young in their careers. Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands is a 1990 American. Okay, yeah. So
okay.
Time goes by. Time's funny.
Oh.
Oh,
did you I hit the microphone this time.
I like that Phil Hartman's.
When it happens,
you gonna wish it.
When it happens, you gonna wish it never did.
I like how Phil Hartman's connected to this. It's always nice to see Phil.
He has a small cameo at the end, eh?
And he's a writer. And I guess there, when you go back to the history of how this all came to be, Phil Hartman and Paul Reumans, who plays Pee Wee Herman, had been working together with the Groundlings and like kind of L.A. comedians.
Didn't Paul have a stage show for this?
This is how it started. So after, I think, getting kicked off Saturday Night Live, not making it through Saturday Night Live, he gathered all his monies.
Kicked off as in he made it?
He didn't make it. No, he didn't make it. Sorry.
He auditioned.
He auditioned. He got pretty close and he didn't make it. Gathered his money, put on a live stage show.
Because he was a one-trick pony?
I mean...
You think all he did was Pee-wee?
I don't know. I don't
okay,
know
okay. I'm I mean, sorry I, to interrupt.
I'm going to say that
continue.
He could do more than just Pee-wee. And they did a stage show called the Pee-wee Herman's Show. It was quite good, quite popular.
Show, now, let's not confuse people. Show like was a live stage show.
Stage right. show, yeah. It did get filmed and was broadcasted on the HBO, the Home Box Office Network. And so that kind of got his rising star.
You saw the old shows? Now, I know he did kind of when he got revitalized a little bit and brought Pee-wee back a couple, I don't know, I'm going to just throw it out there, 5 years ago or so, he did a stage show that they filmed. So this wasn't it that you actually watched the old 80s stage performance.
There was an old 80s stage okay. point. I think 2010, they did a new one.
Okay, yes.
And they filmed that on HBO and you can watch that, I'm sure.
Okay, but that's not the one you watch. You watched the OG one.
No, I haven't watched any of them. I watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
Nice.
I'm glad we're all here. Thank you for coming.
So I think I can answer this.
This is how we got there. We're talking about the stage show. The stage started with the stage show. Then they did the movie. Then they did the kids show. Which you and I
was just going to ask, what's right. the order of,
yes.
of
stage show, HBO here. Filmed it, then Tim Burton does Pee-wee's Big Adventure, then
they popularity gets him a children's TV show.
Exactly. Multiple then years.
He jerks off in a movie theater.
Sure. Like who hasn't?
Yeah. Like, and then everybody canceled his career for a bit. Right. And then he slowly...
And he was like, hey, guys, everybody masturbates. And they're like, oh, yeah, right. Come on back, Paul Reubens.
Oh, there's actually worse Hollywood people than you, Paul. Sorry, you can come back now and perform in things like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And he had a great role in Blow.
You're right. Yeah. You went Johnny Depp.
He was the barbershop owner who helped push all the cocaine. And he had quite the...
He did a lot of like voice roles after that too, kind of popped up in little places here and there. I did watch the one on Netflix. Was it Pee-wee's Big Holiday? There was a
I tried.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I was a big fan of the show back in the day as a teenager.
Of course.
Great.
Yeah,
show.
Like talking.
Claymation. What do you remember?
Talking furniture.
Up a chair. My cherry! Let the fun begin. It's time to let down your hair.
Pee-wee's short and tight. Look at me. Pee-wee's Playhouse would have Phil Hartman playing Captain Carl.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne playing Cowboy Curtis.
Yeah. Hardy har har, Pee-wee!
Over 45 episodes from 1986 to 1990.
I wonder if he made some good bank from that, eh?
I mean...
Kept him through his masturbating years?
Which is interesting, and I don't know if my algorithm...
Algorithm.
Algorithm.
Algorithm. This is where notes are.
Algae rhythm. If algae rhythm...
This is where algae comes into play.
Figured out I had watched it recently, but it told me a couple weeks ago that Pee-wee's L.A. home was for sale, and it was a pretty beautiful home that he had. So I mean, I don't think.
Did he sell it? Did he stay? What's going on?
Well, this is after he passed. Mm. So I don't know if it was.
Wait. Rewind. Paul Reubens died.
Paul Reubens. What are you being?
Serious? I'm dead serious.
Oh yeah,
Paul. And Reubens there's died. No pun intended. Oh, that was a really bad, really bad line to use there.
Paul Reubens is no longer.
Oh,
similar
shit.
To Phil Hartman.
When did he die?
Well, 2023.
Oh, last year.
So like not too long ago.
Oh
yeah,
I missed that one, or at least it just went under my radar for this podcast. That's for sure. So
no, God, please, no, no.
But you know what's really good? Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
It is really good, actually.
Yeah,
I enjoyed this movie.
Yeah, yeah. From everywhere, from like, should we do a little synopsis?
Oh well, why don't you give them the box office things here, and then we'll go and hit the button and synopsize it.
Okay. So let's just
who else is we talked about Phil Hartman. He helped write it. Both him and Paul Reubens are no longer with us. Elizabeth Daly plays Dottie. Was she? I don't remember her from anything else.
Yeah, I'm sure she's in a lot of
she did some other 80s.
But this is kind of like the idea of like perfectly normal person. Why would anyone have the hots for Pee-wee Herman? It's like an elf. A lot of
women through this movie were throwing themselves at Pee-wee, and he was just he kept shutting them down, man. Yeah. All he cared about was his bike.
Yeah,
I think Pee-wee just has a little. Likes his bike seat a little too much,
right? Maybe. Little asexual Pee-wee Herman. All he needs.
Yeah, we can get into that. You know what? Yeah. Mark Holton plays Francis. Now, I don't know if you recognize him, but I recognize him from Teen Wolf.
Oh,
yeah. He was
the original Teen Wolf.
Yeah, he was the overweight friend in Teen Wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
that's all I remember him from, though.
That's all you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not a lot of people.
Cost $6 million. Made $41 million.
Yeah.
Success
for everybody.
Success for Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Paul Reubens, aka Pee-wee Herman.
Keep it going, man. Keep the train coming.
Phil Hartman probably got a little nod for that. Danny Elfman probably got. So, you know, this.
This started a lot of people on a track.
Sure did. Let's get into it, eh?
Okay. So I'm going to improvise a synopsis. I'm going to stop the synopsis at some point, and you're just going to finish it up.
That's right.
Whoa! Hey, everybody. Well, we join Pee-wee Herman in his home as he gets ready for another day. It's kind of like a mousetrap or like a Rube Goldberg's machine in Rube his Goldberg. Whole house. He's got a little dog, but he's also got his best Spencer. Friend. A bike. Pee-wee loves his bike more than anybody else, and I'm so here. Does his... Is it his best friend?
I'm here.
The chubby kid from Teen Wolf who pays this someone to steal it. Oh, it's his nemesis. Pee-wee thinks it's Francis, but then he gets convinced by Francis' dad it's not. So he goes on a big adventure to find that bike, but he tries to get everybody together. He gets all his neighbors together, but then he gets frustrated and says, screw you, and does a $10,000 reward. Goes to a psychic. Psychic says, it's in the basement of the Alamo. So Pee-wee goes on a big adventure... And
first, it starts on a long highway, deserted highway. Pee-wee, with no method of transportation, needs to hitchhike his way to the Alamo.
Scary.
Many people pass him by, except for one convict named...
Mickey!
Oh, wow. Pulls over and picks him up.
Hi, where are you going?
Oh, I gotta restart the music.
I'm sorry, I have a criminal record.
Jumping from a cast of person to person, meeting new stranger to stranger and turning them into friend to friend, Pee-wee makes his way through all the way to the Alamo, only to find out there is no basement in the Alamo.
No basement.
Oh, now with everybody ridiculing him, he slowly makes his way back home, only to see on the large television screen at that time was a 27-inch that Pee-wee's bike has been discovered by a young Hollywood star. Say something.
Yes. This part reminds me a little bit of...
Young star is Kevin Arnold's mean older brother, who is equally nasty to all of his castmates at the Warner Brothers studio. Chasing tails, and Pee-wee busts his way through the Warner Brothers studios to steal his beloved bike back and rides into the sunset, only for Warner Brothers to catch up to him after he decides to pause his escape home to rescue the animals from a burning pet store. Now, with the loom of jail under Pee-wee, he has given a choice. Go to jail or let Warner Brothers make a movie about him.
choosing the latter. Pee-wee then takes his beloved bike, his beloved Dottie, his beloved dog, and a new rescued puppy into the sunset as they drive off, making their own ending to the movie, as they don't need to watch their own Hollywood ending. They make their own.
James Brolin as Pee-wee, Morgan Fairchild as Dottie.
I know you are, but what am I? That was a long-winded synopsis.
I think
we covered it, right?
Yeah. It's like a fever dream.
Yeah. Pee-wee loses his bike.
But it doesn't make any sense. None of it makes sense.
No, there's a lot of dream sequences in this movie.
Yeah, but you think of just like how it goes from one adventure to the next, one person to the next, dead Marge. Like it just,
it's almost like a Saturday Night Live, and you just go from skit to skit to skit, right? And the skits are just him meeting these people, right?
Yes.
I would assume that's kind of how they built this movie. Okay, yeah. Pee-wee needs to get from A to B. He's going to meet this guy. What happens? You know, what's the shtick?
Right? Kind of like Three Amigos.
What am I supposed to do?
My little buttercup has the sweetest smile.
You pointed... That sound effect is over here, okay. And you pointed over. I'm like, what am I supposed to hit over here?
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, listen. I'm a one man. We're a two man. Two and a half man. One and a half man.
I think Pee-wee is a really good partnership with our HBO? Director friend, or just Tim Burton. Just the idea of the animation and the way, like, you know, things can just come to life in this kind of really fun, creepy way.
Quirky.
I
like the little animation bit in the middle when he was stuck in the desert and it's all dark, and then he just did the little eye animation part. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, super fun. And I love the dinosaur part when they're in their dinosaur mouth watching the sunset with Simone. And there's just some really...
some nice themes there, you know?
Yeah.
Pee-wee convincing her she's got to go chase her dreams.
You just can't sit around and expect it to happen.
You got to go chase it. Ah!
Oh, Pee-wee.
Oh, speaking of that, we have a special guest. I stole a special guest from Pee-wee's here.
You stole? Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Conky from Pee-wee's is here, and he's going to give us a special word.
Conky the robot?
Remember the special word? Yeah, I'm going to unplug him.
Ready to assist you.
Hey, Conky.
Give us a secret word.
Today's secret word is...
Jar.
You all know what to do for the rest of the day. When anyone says the secret word, scream real loud. Okay? Okay?
Okay, Conky.
Okay, thanks, Conky. So the secret word is jarp?
Yeah.
Ah! We should have started that a long time ago.
I know. I forgot about Conky. He's sitting back here. He just kind of tapped me on the shoulder.
Yeah, I had no idea there was that part of your house. You just opened up a closet. Hey, and Conky just came rocking out.
You can do anything in audio land.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, would you, if you could have made a children's show, would you have made it like Pee-wee Herman?
I think so. I think he had a great idea. He had all these other different characters. He had all these special people. So, like, the show was never boring.
Nope.
You didn't have to use max. All the characters every show. You could just use a small handful each show. They were great. They were quirky and stuff like that. I think is a perfect recipe for a kid's show.
Mr. Dress-Up, Mr. Rogers, and Pee-wee Herman walk into a bar.
Yeah, who walks out alive?
The bartender says, you must fight to your death.
Yeah, it says.
I assume Mr. Rogers would just like lay down and just be like, you know, kill me.
Mr. Dress-Up would win. Let's be honest.
Would probably like break a glass and just start stabbing people.
Yeah, he'd stab them with Finnegan.
So lots of history here for both of us. Mm-hmm. Growing up watching Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
I had never seen this movie. Okay. It's the first time.
Oh, this is your first Pee-wee
experience. Surprise.
Oh.
Surprise, surprise.
And
well, I was happy to watch it for Jarp. And happy to kind of relive the Paul Rubens, you know, to spend some time with Paul Rubens and to get to know, see where the journey took him. I have seen the Netflix show. Like I said, I have seen, I think I saw the filming of the 2010 revival of the stage show that he did. So I kind of saw the aftermath other than catching it when I was a kid. So I don't know. There's a trilogy of films. Are they all done by Tim Burton?
I think just this one.
Okay, so there, but there is definitely more Pee-wee's movies.
Correct? I think just recently.
Well, there one. There, I guess there's the one Netflix on Netflix. Stuff. There is a Pee-wee. Let me see. Let me see.
No, there was no Pee-wee. Let me see movie.
There was a Pee-wee. Let me see Pee-wee.
Let me see your Pee-wee. Wait.
It's this. It's a. So there's. I thought was it a Christmas special? Pee-wee's Big Adventure, and. Big Top Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee. When was that done?
That was done in 1988.
Mm. So there is a second movie.
Yeah, so there is a second movie, and then the third one,
There we go.
Was on Netflix.
Oh.
Again, directed by Randall Kleiser.
So
Tim Burton.
We're not really happy about that, are we?
No. Anything else you want to talk about?
I got some ongoing questions about Pee-wee.
Oh, okay.
And we're not going to get into the whole asexual like thing here or whatever. Let's just leave. Who knows what Pee-wee is, right? And who cares, right?
Sure.
What I want to know is, where are his parents?
Right.
Where's Pee-wee's parents? Francis has a dad.
Right. It seems like,
Pee-wee's never had
parents. Like his maturity is like, he's obviously an immature guy, but he also seems pretty capable.
Right.
Like he doesn't seem like he needs parents.
Right.
He's kind of like Jesus that way. Like
yeah. Like he's kind of an inventor, you know, with all his machinery and stuff. He's got a special pole that he slides down that dresses him. Right.
I think one day just, you know, Pee-wee just formed as he's like just an a 22-year-old a suit, in the same suit, and then he's never had to have his parents. But maybe that's a good origin story.
I don't know. Yeah, where did Pee-wee come from?
Do you think Pee-wee's Big Top, it's more about his
origin? I don't think anybody ever touches on where's Pee-wee's parents.
Right.
Right. Where does Pee-wee get all of his money from? That's a pretty expensive bike.
Right.
He's got a lot of garden gnomes.
He doesn't work at the bike shop with Dottie or anything.
I don't think he works at all. Like, what... I think maybe he like invented Velcro or something for NASA and then sold it to them.
What did Romy and Michelle create? The do you remember Romy and Michelle's high school reunion? Remember that movie? And they say they invented the post-it note.
Oh, okay. Was it that fabricated?
I can't remember. It probably was. Or maybe they did, and that's why they were... Okay. I think they just need a little justification.
Let's hypothesize here. Where do you think Pee-wee gets his money from?
Maybe creating the mousetrap game.
Right, something like that. He created some sort of Rube Goldberg invention. Yeah.
So in Back to the Future,
yes.
there's a
yeah.
Who does that? Is it Doc?
Doc just, made something like that, yeah.
So yeah, maybe Doc and Pee-wee. It was popular at the time. Yeah, very popular.
I remember being a kid in Lincoln Elementary. They had a whole Rube Goldberg book, and I would constantly sign it out the time and go home and just study all the machines that was there, stuff like that. It was really cool.
And and it's funny because you...
And then I would make them at home.
Yeah, to just wank yourself off.
Yeah, yeah. I would kind of do all this huge elaborate put a marble machine, down a tube. And then I'd tie a piece of fishing line to my little Pee-wee. And then when everything was done, you know, it would do some sort of flap motion and it'd wank me off.
Thanks,
Thanks, Goldberg. Jarp.
What's your other questions about
Pee-wee? Let's see here. How old is Pee-wee?
Oh,
how old do you think like Pee-wee is?
In this movie?
I don't know. In the Pee-wee universe.
Paul Rubens didn't age.
He's self-sufficient.
Yeah.
He's got no parents. He doesn't work.
Right.
But he seems to have sort of nice house.
Right.
Lots of friends.
He's old enough that he could be married to Dottie, but
doesn't look like he eats too much, though.
Right.
I think he spends a lot of his money on his bike and accessories. I don't think he's out.
He eats like a rabbit.
Yeah, like, you know, his breakfast, I think he had two bites of Mr. T. That whole elaborate machine made him bacon and eggs and pancakes. Oh, yeah, and he just had two bites of Mr. T's cereal. And he put it away. I've actually had Mr. T cereal.
Oh, I pity the fool.
Yeah. It's actually pretty tasty.
Is it?
I remembered it was not too bad.
Did it give you...
During one of our Palm Springs adventures, I got Mr. T cereal. You weren't there yet.
I wasn't there.
No, it was when I was younger.
Thank you. Sean used to take me to... Palm Springs, and then we would, at night, we would watch scrambled porn on
Scrambled porn, yep.
I think I saw
boob.
Nipple.
I think I saw penis.
I think I saw Conan Barbarian's nipple.
Yay!
Any more questions
about Pee-wee that I can answer? Do you think his bike is really cool?
I think his bike is super cool.
Honestly.
I don't think this bike is as cool
as a practical bike, right?
It's a practical bike.
You think so?
Doesn't it? It's like a Batmobile. Like, you can push a button, it goes faster, and it
You try riding that bike up Coast Meridian. You tell me how practical it is.
Trying to ride it up a hill?
Yeah, up a very steep hill.
Well, it's not like the new bikes, the e-bikes. You don't have to
These pedal. New e-bikes, and then they got little motors.
What's the deal with these new e-bikes?
Yeah, I don't know. What's the deal? I've seen a lot of kids.
I want an e-scooter.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of kids on these fast bikes not wearing helmets these days, man.
Oh, that's a whole other story.
Oh, no, I'm very adamant. My kids about wearing a helmet. It's cool to wear a helmet. It's not cool to wear a helmet.
It's not cool to get brain damage.
That's yeah, man.
You know who doesn't wear a helmet and has brain damage?
Matt?
Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, not yeah, Matt.
Sure, you want to call Matt?
We could try. Are we done here? Are we going to talk? Come on. Like,
always move forward.
I have some questions. I'm trying to move forward, but I've got questions.
I didn't realize.
Conversational, you know.
Oh, that's fun.
Pee-wee had his bike stolen. Have you ever had your bike stolen?
Surprise, surprise.
Did you ever come out to a... Oh, my bike's gone.
I know you've had your bike stolen
from
downtown. No, I think I learned vicariously through you.
Oh.
And I don't think I ever really...
I locked mine up, too.
That doesn't matter.
They cut through my lock,
man. Doesn't matter. If they want your bike, they're going to take
I had a really nice bike.
You were biking from home to work, though.
No, to film school.
Right.
Yeah.
So I never relied on my bike for such a purpose.
Right.
Like, it would be more recreational.
And I stayed late at film school to work one night.
Right.
And this is back when I smoked dirty cigarettes. I went out, smoked a dirty cigarette.
What's a clean cigarette?
Well, I don't. They're all dirty.
Okay, dirty.
Smoked a dirty cigarette near my bike. Came upstairs, worked for an hour, came back down. And it was gone. Oh, so like,
someone was watching.
Yeah, I don't know. Or just within a short amount of time, it was gone. So sad. Bye bye bike.
No, yeah, never.
And I had no money to buy a new one. Broke as a joke.
Didn't you find a bike once with a wallet in it?
We found a dirt bike. We've talked about that on the podcast. Sorry.
And on Jarp?
Yeah. We paused for a second when we remember we have to do that. We've talked about it on the podcast. Then we went to Red Robin, spent the money at Red Robin.
I don't think I was there, but
I don't think you were there either. Yeah.
I would have given the money back if I was there.
Bologna.
You heard it here first.
Baloney. Are we gonna we're gonna call Matt?
Sure, let's call
Matt. All right.
This is the part of the podcast where we call California Matt. He lives in Orange County, really close to Los Angeles. And because he lives so close to Los Angeles, we believe he has all the hot goss on what's going on in Hollywood.
Yeah, we're just gonna see if he's around. Oh man.
What happened? Having some technical...
He's not available.
Did he just hang up on you?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't go to his voicemail?
There's no voicemail on WhatsApp.
Oh, WhatsApp.
Oh, no Hollywood Matt today.
So I was going to ask Matt about the Inside Out 2 box office. Furiosa didn't make a lot of money, but you know what's making a lot of money? Inside Out 2.
You know what else is making a lot of money?
Bad Boys?
Yeah. Fucking Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
I'm sorry. I said F. Is that a Michael Bay one?
No, it's the... originally it was Mike. The number two, this one right now. No, it's like the two Belgian directors. I'm not sure what else they've done, but they've done a couple of action movies that I don't think have been that popular.
Yeah. No. All right. Let's rate this bad boy.
Okay.
Shit is awesome. You suck.
This is the part of the podcast where Sean gives the movie 0 to 5 Jarps. 0 being not too good, 5 being the best movie ever. And I just tell you if it's better than The Great Outdoors.
Right.
Guess what, folks? It is.
Yay!
I don't remember them creating a Great Outdoors TV show with John Candy, though that would have been actually pretty cool.
Right.
Imagine like waking up every morning and watching 30 minutes of John Candy just like in the woods. That'd be kind of fun.
Matt would like that.
He would talk like animals would come up to the window.
Good morning.
Like, yeah. Good morning, bear.
Hey. I'd watch that.
Yeah. John Candy would make some breakfast.
Yeah.
And eat the breakfast.
Maybe the raccoons would come and steal it.
Ah, this is amazing.
Why aren't we developing this?
The Great Outdoors TV
show. Oh, right.
John Candy.
Sean. Like
Paul Rubens.
Sean.
All the good guys. You know who's not dead?
Mm.
Dan Aykroyd. So we can, he might be looking for something.
Can we trade up?
Do you have a dead guy for a live guy?
Sean.
I'll take one dead Hollywood star.
All right, so this is better than The Great Outdoors.
Yeah, yeah, what about, yeah.
Okay, I give it a 3.5.
Okay.
Fun, family-friendly movie with some quirkiness, early Tim Burton and Danny Elfman combo, and you can hear and see all the future projects they're working on together. I touched base on that. Pee-wee is unique and original and definitely a standout, so full points for that. A lot of... yeah, like full points for originality and character. Obviously, no secondary characters, but yeah, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It was fun. I liked it.
Do you want to talk about what else we're watching? Okay, what about this? One thing you recommend and one thing you don't recommend.
Okay,
could you do that?
Yeah,
I'll recommend something for you.
I think I forgot to mention that I'd watched Civil War.
No, I didn't.
Did I? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, then
Captain America Civil War.
No, the latest and greatest American biopic. I don't know. What would you call that thing?
Yeah, it's like a thriller action.
Mm-hmm. I want to like apologize because when it came out, Monkey Man was out and there was another movie out and Civil War out. And Civil War was like last on my priority list. And Russ really wanted to go see it. And I... So, didn't put much. Yeah. I was like, let's see Monkey Man. I wish I'd put that aside and listened to Russ's intuition and gone and seen Civil War in the theater because it was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really well done movie.
It's director Alex Garland.
Just enjoyed the story.
Yeah.
The kind of remind me a little bit of that Children of Men. Remember that movie?
Love Children of Men.
Yeah, that's a really good movie. Yeah. The kind of trying to make Julianne it across... Moore. America, where, you know, point A to point B and sort of post-apocalyptic. It wasn't post-apocalyptic quite in Civil War, but it was on the brink of it, right? Like, I feel like that Civil War was like Mad Max before the bomb dropped.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where the world was heading to, and then it got worse and worse and worse, and then they started dropping nukes maybe a couple of years after that.
Civil War is more about just like political unrest and just like a divide, like where I think Mad Max is more about like
Yeah, but look at where Civil War ended, like at a super extreme where they break in and assassinate the president.
It's over. Civil War's over.
It's not over. I think it just got worse after that.
No way. No, that was it.
You think that was...
That was it. That was the good thing. Then now they reinstate the government... Under a unified front.
You think so? You think was the TSM turning point?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's going to be sore losers.
Right.
But I think, you know, California and Texas, in it forever.
Yeehaw!
And they're going to create a new strong...
Okay, well, I recommend Civil War.
Make America great again.
And I don't recommend a movie from 2018 called Street Kings with Keanu Reeves and Forest Whitaker. A lot of people in it.
Yeah.
Kind of almost a, some of them are A actors, but then kind of an A, B actor mix. I don't know how this director got so many people into it, but it's a really kind of mediocre, meh, dirty cop movie.
Dirty cop, like dirty
cigarettes. Dirty cops with dirty drawers, doing dirty things with dirty women.
What I recommend you watch, Sean, is a TV show on the HBO called...
I'm writing it down.
Phantasmas.
Phantasmas?
Yeah, Phantasmas.
Phantasmas.
Julie,
where do I watch this show?
On HBO.
Well, you probably just said that.
Freaking said it.
Oh my god.
It is super weird and super funny.
Okay.
Phantasmas. And what I recommend you don't watch is Eric on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, not good. Not for me.
Eric, is that the one with Cumberbatch?
Yeah,
right?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Right. I've gone back and started watching Workaholics again.
Oh,
yeah. So funny.
I've never watched it. You told me to. You've told me.
Oh,
to watch
okay.
It many times.
I'll share it with you then. And I've got one specific episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for you to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's on Disney, so I can watch.
That's on Disney Plus. And but Crave.
Workaholics is on Crave too, isn't it?
Not anymore.
Oh.
No. Nope. Gone.
What happened?
I don't know. It was so funny. It is so funny. That's something like I imagine they could get a lot of repeat viewing, like The Office, you know what I mean? Right. Like, just leave it on there.
You're going to laugh.
Your subscribers are going to watch that no matter what you put on, right?
It's going somewhere then.
I had a few other I've watched, but nothing that's obviously
nothing you want to like
noteworthy. No, nothing I can remember.
Yeah, no. Phantasmas, watch it.
Phantasmas on the HBO.
It's time for Random Movie Trivia Game. We've got cards we've never looked at before. I'm going to fan them out so Sean can pick one of them like a magic trick.
I'll pick this one.
Okay, so he's got four questions on his card that I haven't seen, and I've got four questions.
I just look at the answers quickly to determine whether it might be difficult
or not. We'll take turns asking questions, and the one who gets the most answers right wins.
Hey, you've got a Yahats hat on.
I have a Yahats sweater on. Oh, yeah, I do. I have a Yahats hat and a Yahats sweater.
You're double-fisting.
I got this. My Yahats sweater is from when you and I went.
Yeah.
And my Yahats hat is
Wow, that's still holding up pretty good.
Yeah, because I think I stored it for a long time. I didn't wear it.
I still have my Yahats hat, but it's...
It's pretty bad.
Oh, no, we got it. It's got like that... my new one, yeah. But my old one has got like, you know, when your salty sweat has seeped into it and it's got
permeates my hat, yeah.
Yeah, it's got that line of salty goodness on
the one, and that was many years ago. I definitely don't have that one anymore. But I have a new Yak Hats.
But Yahats is the brewery wasn't your favorite place this last time, right?
No shame on the Oregon town, the Oceanside Oregon town.
Beautiful
Yahats, spelled Yachats.
You'd never know how to pronounce it unless you went there and someone told you.
Check it out. It's south of Cannon Beach.
Yeah. Beautiful spot.
North of Florence, I believe.
Actually, don't check it out. Keep it nice and quiet. Yeah,
keep it nice and quiet.
Yeah.
But we went many years ago, fell in love with it with California Matt, Sean, and myself.
Went back a couple times.
Went back last summer.
Yeah, and you've been back before me.
It was great times.
Yeah.
Great times. But, you know, COVID might have hurt it a little bit.
Mm. Like many small
destinations places that relied on tourism.
Well, let's get away from the negative. Let's go to the positive. You brought it up. I know.
You brought it up.
Let's fight over some questions.
Do you want me to ask you first?
Yes, do me first.
I'll do you first, like a Rube Goldberg machine. What British actor, known for stuttering, stars in Four Weddings and a Funeral? What British actor, known for stuttering, stars in Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Stars?
Yes, that is probably the key word in this sentence question. What British actor, known for stuttering, stars
in Four Weddings and a Funeral? Out of time. I don't know.
Hugh Grant.
Oh, Hugh Grant. Jeez Louise.
See, I think if it wasn't stars, I think I would have said Mr. Bean, but... yeah, but Hugh Grant, yeah, I guess he stutters. I don't know. I just thought that was kind
of
like...
I was thinking of Ken from A Fish Called Wanda, one of the Monty Python.
Michael Palin.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of, but I couldn't even think of his name. So I was wrong on all...
Michael Palin only stuttering in that movie.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure he did a Monty Python character.
I don't know. That's just what I went to. That's where my brain went. You ready?
Come to kill me.
Are you ready?
Ready, yes.
In The Birdcage, what are Robin Williams and Nathan Lane pretending to be?
Straight.
Correct.
Happy Pride Month, everybody. Who plays...
Happy Men's Mental Health Month as well.
Oh, great. Happy National Indigenous Peoples Day.
That's right. I'm sure there's a bunch of other things.
Who plays Gollum in the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit trilogies?
Andy Serkis.
That's right. That's correct. He also plays King Kong and Star Wars villains, too.
Lots of things.
He plays lots of things.
He's an actual villain in the Black Panther.
Yes, in Marvel.
Yeah.
He played in Planet of the Apes. He played Caesar, too, in the first three Planet of the Apes movies, didn't
he? Yeah. Busy guy.
Busy guy.
Busy guy. Let's see how busy you can get with this. Oh. In what movie does Steven Seagal play a cook on a battleship? Oh, shit. We got to watch this movie. This should be our next movie. In what movie does Steven Seagal play a cook on a battleship? Gary Busey is in it.
Yeah.
The chick from Baywatch is in it. She jumps out of a cave and flashes her boobies. I know I paused it on there many times.
But it's probably like something like that, like Under Siege or something like that. Oh, is it Under Siege?
I fucking hate you.
Oh my gosh.
Just random guesses.
Have I ever seen a Steven Seagal movie? Probably.
Have you seen Under Siege?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's so good. We gotta watch it.
Okay.
Under Siege. Okay.
It's next.
It's next.
Coming up next. What film did Hitchcock win his only Best Picture Oscar for?
Who?
Hitchcock. Albert Albert Hitchcock? What's Albert? What's
Alfred?
Alfred.
Yikes.
What film did Hitchcock win his only Best Picture Oscar for?
The Window One.
The Window.
I am not doing good today.
It's okay. That would I would
through the window of the apartment.
Through the looking glass.
Through the window.
The film is called Rebecca.
Wrong on so many so many levels.
Yeah. Okay.
For the win.
For the win. Under Siege 2. Assuming there is a sequel.
No. No, but this goes really far back to me and you in high school.
Oh, okay, good.
In Citizen Kane, what is Rosebud?
It's a sled.
Oh my god. That was okay, so when me and Russ,
I know so much about.
When me and Russ were in a grade 11 TV and film, that was the first we studied Citizen Kane, the movie.
Citizen Kane!
Our teacher made us watch it, and we would pause it and discuss things. I think it took us like a whole week to get through the movie. I'm not too sure. But that was the very first scene. Citizen Kane is like dying. He's like, Rosebud. And the teacher paused it, and he asked everybody in the room, what is Rosebud? And everybody, this. And what did Russ say? Russ says it's his sled. And we're all like, whatever, Russ. He was right. He was right the whole time. Yeah. Yeah. And remember, we circled back to that.
Oh, I don't.
And Mr. White was like, you were right, Russ.
Oh, I don't remember.
You were all proud of yourself. And you stood up and you pulled your pants down. And you're like, look at my peewee. And we're all like, Russ, can you do a little dance? And you're like, yeah. And you start dancing around. And it's like, he's doing the helicopter with his wiener. And then we all.
And then I got a bike
we all
and
celebrated.
Instantly crashed it.
And you got a bike. It's like, thanks for the bike. And you took off. Motorcycles. That's pretty funny. When Pee Wee gets on a motorcycle, he takes off. He rides right through that sign. And then it immediately cuts to an ambulance going to. Thanks for the bike.
Good luck, Pee Wee. Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Good movie.
Yeah, man. Go watch it.
Not for the win. But your last question.
Oh, right? Yeah. Let's just see if I can.
Yeah. You might.
We've got more questions. Let's just go through them. Okay. This is the third. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
What Korean film. No, you should get this.
Okay.
What Korean film won a Best Picture Oscar in 2020?
Parasite?
That's correct. It's the first non-English language. To win.
What'd you think of that movie?
I love Parasite.
Loved it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Like Best Picture winning.
Yes, it's great.
Okay.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I liked it too.
Yeah. So many.
I don't remember what else came out that year.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
So good year.
Yeah. Here. You want to see how much you would have won?
Oh, actually, sorry. I'm thinking of like, so 2020 would have been like right before COVID.
Oh, you're going to get this one too.
So actually it was because in the Oscars in 2020 are about the 2019 films. So yeah, 2019. Yeah, I'm sure there was lots of good movies. But Parasite, good movie.
John Krasinski directed his wife Emily Blunt in what 2018 film about a family struggling in a post-apocalyptic world? Be quiet.
Quiet.
Shh.
Be quiet in this place.
Shh.
A quiet place.
That's right.
Quiet Place.
Random movie trivia game.
Really quiet good. Place Day One is coming out in theaters.
Yeah, let's go see it.
Yeah, I'd see it.
I don't think Krasinski directed it, though.
No.
Because I think he was pretty busy with If at that time, which didn't do so well.
Yeah. Is that a box office flop? It probably made more money than Furiosa. What is the world coming to?
I don't know.
The world is mad.
The world is mad.
But it's coming to digital soon. So if all you mofos didn't watch Furiosa in the theater, rent it on digital. Give George money and have a great day.
Have a great day. And make sure you definitely enjoy JARP.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
I like this and you like that. It's just another review podcast. We pick a show, sit down and chat. Now listen to the start of our show because it's now.
I think you rigged the game. You did. You rigged it.